I think my most memorable English learning experience would be actually talking to foreigners, because it was when I first started talking to them that I realized my English was very poor, and then the grammar was broken, and I couldn't make out a complete sentence. It was just words split out. So yeah, it was then I realized my English was really terrible, and then it was also that time I started to like, oh no, I really need to work hard on my English.
So once you have the chance to talk to the foreigners.
Oh, it was when I moved to Western Samoa to have my studies in primary school, because that's a place where everyone speaks English and their native language Samoan, so I had no choice but to really just use my broken English to try to survive.
So how did you feel when you first went to a play with people only speak Cantonese?
Well, it was terrifying because I thought I made myself clear, but then they gave me the face like, what are you talking about? So I was just trying to make myself clear, yeah.
Do you have English classes there?
Oh yeah. I did have English class, yeah.
So do you think the classes there are different from Hong Kong's classes?
I guess it's because it's a more rural place, so their classes are more simple. During our English class, we were doing just grammar exercise. So yeah, I think it left a better foundation, solid foundation for my English study.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Oh, I think it was reading Harry Potter. Yes, and then I started the first page, and then I started seeing words that I don't know, and then I just started searching those words in the dictionary and trying to write the Chinese meaning on top. And then my sister walked past and she was like, "Whoa, you don't even know that word?" I'm like, "Whatever." So I got really discouraged. Yeah.
So why did you pick up this book series?
Oh, well, my dad bought that for us. Well, I started reading Harry Potter, the Chinese version first, and I was like, oh, maybe I should, try the English one because I've already read the Chinese one, so I should know better. But then it turned out no.
So how old were you when you
I think I was around 11 or 10, yeah.
So do you like the story?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So what do you like about the story?
Well, I like the magic, and then how he from someone who was unable to anything just got abused, turned into he grown into a strong person. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite book or favorite author?
Oh, I like mythologies, like the Greek mythologies, so I also like Oscar Wilde, and then I like James Joyce. Yeah.